So, geranium. The rose geranium species is called Pelargonium graveolens variety rosium. You'll sometimes see Pelargonium X rosium or Pelargonium capitatum. And then another one on the market right now is Pelargonium X asperum. So all of those denote geranium. They're scented geraniums, and they're all hybrids, which is why there's so many different scented geraniums, you know, chocolate-scented and rose-scented, citronella-scented. There's just it seems like they come out with a couple of new ones every other year or so. They're really nice to grow. They do not winter well. If you get snow or freezing temperatures, you either want to bring your geranium in or just grow more or purchase another one in the next season. Let's get geranium out. Geranium's a potent essential oil. It has a blending factor of 3, but I'd actually probably change that to a 1. It can easily overtake a blend, and it's a great example of if you use more than is needed, it can make people feel kind of nauseous, give them a headache. So it's definitely one you want to work with and experience its strength. Basically, especially when you're blending. So I'm going to take a moment and just smell the geranium. It's a lovely oil. Yeah. Geranium. So it is a mid note, mid to top. If you smell, it's like fresh, green, feminine. It is strong, as I keep saying. Yeah, it's a lovely aroma. It does have grass status. It can be used internally. And it does have a potential for skin sensitization. I actually have personally experienced this years ago, probably a year out of aromatherapy school. I was using a lot of geranium, and I did become sensitized to it for probably, 5 or 6 years, but thankfully it did not last a lifetime. I can now use geranium again. The major contraindications with geranium is if you are going to use it internally, to avoid internal use if you're on diabetic or your client's on diabetic medication or drugs metabolized by the CYP2B6 enzyme. And like I recommend, if you need to get that list, if you're working with people who tend to be on a lot of meds, I do highly recommend you get Tisserand and Young's Essential Oil Safety Second Edition. It's quite helpful as a reference or a resource for things like that when people are on multiple meds or even one med. The essential oil on a chemical level, it's rich in alcohols. This is like the opposite of lemongrass, which is rich in aldehydes, that AL ending. Here we're talking about the monoterpene alcohols. So citronellol and geraniol are the core components, along with an ester. The esters are what gives geranium its really kind of calming qualities. So along with ester, citronyl formate, geraniol formate, supported by ketones like isomenthone, which gives geranium a nice analgesic support, kind of as a secondary oil to an analgesic blend, say geranium, clary sage, and peppermint for menstrual cramps, that are also a little painful. So probably the two most combined oils for hormonal imbalance is geranium and clary sage. So these two are often put together when there's hormonal imbalance, mostly during the reproductive years. Postmenopausal years, I'd look at geranium and sage, Salvia officinalis. Beautiful. So if you had the chance to spend a moment, that was my silence of smelling geranium and clary sage together. Let's say if someone got terribly tense, frustrated, anxious, and moody during their menstrual cycle, this is a nice blend. Let's see here. Geranium, ylang ylang extra, you could use complete, sweet orange, and clary sage. Beautiful blend. Another citrus that works really well with clary sage and geranium is bergamot. We don't cover that in this course, but it makes for a beautiful blend with the bergamot. All right, let's look at its potential uses. It does have antibacterial properties. It is used in skincare to treat bacterial infections with ringworm, thrush, like for its anticandidal activity or antifungal activity. A light anti-inflammatory, I would say it's more a support for its anti-inflammatory activity. I say support too because just geranium, using too much geranium is probably not a good thing. So it can be used to relieve inflammation in the skin. Say we're working again with someone more prone to oily skin, a geranium, lavender, lemon combination in a cleanser, or geranium, lavender, and rose, and neroli, some of the other astringent essential oils. I'm trying to come up with a blend. Smells really nice with frankincense and lavender. Yeah, that's nice. That, I would say, is more the emotional, for frustration, anxiety, mood swings, exhaustion from stress. Yeah. Frankincense, that's Boswellia furiana. Geranium, pelargonium, aspirum, and lavandula and gustifolia. Geranium blends nicely with cypress as well. Let me get my cypress. Geranium, cypress, and patchouli could be used for when there's moist eczema, so weepy eczema. Not dry eczema, but weepy eczema. The same blend could be used in treating, like in a cream, for broken capillaries from either rosacea or trauma to the face. In general, and this is, it's quite like anti-anxiety when people feel completely overwhelmed with everything going on. This would make for a nice personal inhaler. Patchouli, geranium, and cypress. On your data sheet under core aromatic applications, it says it's very useful for treating jet lag. And I have, in fact, I've experienced this several times myself. And then years ago, when I first moved back from London to Boston, One of my friends came over. She was on a business trip, and she hired me to go to her hotel and give her a massage. And the core oil I used was geranium. And then she called me the next day, and she said she couldn't believe it. She felt great. She felt back, you know, she felt on time and more alert and awake for her day. So I was pretty happy about that. So geranium is a useful essential oil. I will say I've learned this year, another thing that helps with jet lag, you could actually do like a 1% or 0.5% dilution of geranium in a vegetable oil. I like to use sesame. And before you go on the plane and before you leave your house, as you start your journey, take that oil and put a little in all of the orifices of your body. So that's like a little, like just put a little on your finger and put just a dab, like moist, like just in your, into the ears. You can put ever such a little bit into each nostril, into the belly button, and even into the vaginal and rectal area openings, ever such a little bit. And that helps tremendously to reduce jet lag and just airport or airplane fatigue. I've used that now twice on flights across the country, and I can't say enough about it. It's just been remarkably helpful. You don't have to use the geranium. Just using the sesame oil unscented or without essential oils is fabulous as well in preventing a lot of just the imbalances that can occur when we are on particularly long flights. All right, let's look just at your sheet again. Sorry, I get carried away with all these oils. They're just gorgeous. So we have jet lag, poor circulation, edema you could use with cypress, lemon, grapefruit, broken capillaries. For the digestive system, I have personal experience as well as testimonials, I guess I could call them, from clients about using geranium in the treatment of hemorrhoids. That's through sitz baths, and I did use a soluble as a dispersing agent in the water, incredibly helpful. You could use geranium hydrosol instead of, you know, fiddling with the essential oil. And sometimes with the endocrine or a hormonal imbalance that causes over-functioning of the digestive system, diarrhea, right? It's excess fire, excess heat, or stomach upsets. Sets caused by nerves. Making a personal inhaler can be really helpful. Doing an abdominal massage oil, beneficial as well. And then we've talked a fair amount already about the reproductive and endocrine system. You can use both geranium hydrosol and sage hydrosol together as a for hot flashes. It's quite helpful. And then on a psychological or energetic level, just very balancing to mood. So to make a nice inhaler that incorporates geranium where it's not too much would be something like mandarin, geranium, and grapefruit. Kind of, it's light and yet with a feeling of a balance. So yeah, it's very uplifting. That's a nice blend. The mandarin and geranium. Woo, lovely. And let's add some lavender. Even more beautiful. So lavender, the Lavandula angustifolia, geranium, pelargonium, aspirum, and mandarin, citrus reticulata. Beautiful blend. And that concludes for right now our discussion on geranium. Oh, you know what? Before I go, sorry. Hopefully you didn't go. I do want to say I do use geranium in our mosquito repellents. I found it really beneficial. So I use geranium, patchouli, peppermint, eucalyptus citriodora, sometimes, or citronella. So either eucalyptus citriodora or citronella. I actually prefer citronella. And it's very useful. It helps with the overall synergy, and I believe it's an important part for me of our mosquito repellent. Now I'm done. Thank you.